This podcast is part of the Podcast Arcade Network.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Make Eternia Great Again. This is Eddie.
This is Jeff.
And this is Jesse.
And the gang's all here, and you might notice a little bit of an echo, but that's okay.
Sorry about that.
We're in a big room.
We're in a kind of a theater-esque.
Theater-esque, I would say.
And why?
Why indeed, Jesse?
Well, we're watching the show.
Oh!
That's right. We have a revelation, and we're like, let's go watch Revelations
together.
It's a
sensation.
That's right. How can we, as
a celebration,
Motu podcast, not get together, the three of us, and watch this show together?
For the first time in, like, more than a year, for sure.
Yeah. It brought us together again.
Well, Revelation, for sure.
That's right.
We get to reveal our faces in person.
And revel in it.
Oh.
Jesse, always heavy with the puns. Yeah.
So speaking of puns, we'll just get right to that with this one. But we're going to dive straight into this we watched the first two episodes of Masters of the Universe Revelations, the new show, the new He-Man show on Netflix. So let's get right to it.
Let's do it.
I mean, it's basically, they've said this all along, that it basically picks up where the show left off. Mm-hmm. So that first episode definitely feels like it's calling back to original He-Man cartoon episodes.
Yep.
And then the second episode is like, we don't even recognize Eternia anymore.
Right.
They end the first episode in such a crazy, dramatic way. And then, I mean, what, the last 5 minutes of the episode, so much of what we knew to be a certain way is just done.
Right.
I mean, this is going to be kind of spoiler heavy in some regards.
Yeah.
So just deal with it. On this one. I don't want to. Yeah.
Here's your warning. Yes.
Yeah. You know.
If you came to this episode, we were going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, hey, kids, remember Castle Grayskull? Yeah, it's fake.
That's fake.
Yeah. Good thing people who live in glass houses don't throw stones.
That's right.
Have Ram Man over for dinner.
Or ever. People who live in skull
not
houses.
Bitter.
Not bitter.
Oh, man.
Jesse's hurting a little bit.
I made a pin.
Yeah, that's right.
We got a good picture of that pin.
Release the Rammy cut.
Hashtag release the Rammy cut. There is no Ram Man in this episode. In this season, there's no Ram Man.
I know I'm not alone. I know that I've seen people that are like, the poster was released, and I saw one of the comments like, nope, no Ram Man, start again. Send it back.
It's shocking to me that there's no Ram Man.
There's no Ram Man, there's no Rio Blast.
Yeah, I mean, that one kind of is like, I mean, we love Rio. Yeah, we
love to see Rio Blast.
He should be in it, but...
But it doesn't surprise, necessarily.
Yeah, it's shocking for the fact that some of the characters that were in it, like, say, Blast Attack. Like, I would have never thought Blast Attack was going to be in this show.
Right.
Who would have ever guessed?
I'm going to lean out here and say, was he ever in the cartoon at all?
No. No. Yeah. Never.
So, I mean, there are some cases where they've snuck some characters in real quick to give people, which I think, again, that's like, let's throw someone in here who'd make the people freak out.
I think it's cool.
It is cool.
I think
cool.
It's cool. I mean, as long as if they don't have Extendar. I think we're good.
Well, I'm missing Mechanac, though.
That's like, true. Mechanac, see, that's the same, man. There's
Sky Clone.
I mean, where's Buzz Off?
No Stratos to be seen.
No Stratos. I mean, there's so many of these like regular characters that they're just off grocery shopping, evidently.
They just didn't even know what happened.
Yeah.
But the first episode was action.
Dude.
Packed.
Holy. Yeah. I don't know about you guys, being completely candid. I welled up a little bit.
Yeah.
And I had goosebumps from the... literally from the top of my head down to my feet, like multiple times.
I had full-on goosebumps.
Oh my gosh, that was great. So many emotions.
Yeah. They did take what we knew to be He-Man and really put I don't want to say a new spin, but it had that same heart to it.
Right. Yeah, because I think with the 2000 series, although it is really good, and we've gone back and, you know, reneged what we said years back, you know, like, well, we didn't like that and everything, you know, but then we gave it a chance. Actually, we ended up liking it. But the thing was that it was so far, like, away from what we knew in the Filmation series that it was like, this isn't our He-Man. This isn't even close to it, you know? And this, though, although obviously the animation is way different, you know exactly who everybody is. It's done well enough. The color palette is the same.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, it had the same vibe, same feeling, just a little bit different of an art style, obviously. Right. But I loved it. I loved it.
Much more of like a almost an anime style, like an Avatar Last Airbender style look to it.
There are some similarities between what they have now and what they had in the 2000 series. But what's cool about this is that they bridge it. Like from that very opening credits, you got like the box art kind of appeal where it's the rocks.
The red rocks.
The fonts are the same. And then they have almost like the mini comic box art look to the narration.
Yeah.
And that is what leads us into this new style of animation. And it's like, I'm in.
Yeah.
It was, the thing that jumped out to me also was the music. Like they didn't, and I'm not whamming on Filmation, but Filmation had essentially like three or four tracks that they would just kind of
keep playing over and over again.
And then they didn't, the music here was like next level. Like once it started, it just didn't stop. It was some like really.
It had a good, a good feeling of every single like scene that they're in. And they did that sort of obviously with Filmation. It was like, okay, you're in an evil lair, now you're in Eternia, you know, so you got that. But what I'm getting at is like, again, spoilers, when they go to Snake Mountain on the second episode and you see Triclops, like Lord Triclops or Priest Triclops or whatever you want to call him, you know, did you guys notice how techie, like 80s techie, the music was in there? I was like, it's very like Tron-esque and everything. I was like, man, this is really, really cool. It was almost like an arcade level from the, you know, the 80s and stuff. That was a really, really cool thing that they did there. It was neat.
It was very Mega Man. And I mean that as a pun, too. There you go. Mega Man.
Well, and let's talk about that design. Like, the first thing that we were kind of like, oh, was the Snake Mountain. Like, even in the montage leading up to it, you know, we see Snake Mountain, and it's like a blend of the toy and the cartoon.
Yes.
So it's like what we know on both levels.
Right. So this, it's got like the lava coming out of the mouth from the cartoon that we knew, but it also had like the witch face or whatever.
The goblin face on the side.
And then the wolf gate.
The wolf gate, yep.
They even had the wolf microphone, but as like a little pillar on there. And that's one thing I love about this too so far is like they really are taking the toy comic and cartoon elements and mushing it all together to kind of make a cohesive
story. I'm not saying we did it first, but didn't we do it first?
We kind of did it
first. We kind of did.
We kind of did it first.
We're going to sue.
Just suing you, Kevin Smith. We're coming after you.
Just letting you know. If you don't want us to sue.
Enjoy the money.
That's right.
It's coming to us.
Don't you think for a second we're not sitting back with a pen and paper waiting for any of our Make Eternia Great Again jokes to pop out.
Or I mean, if you want to come on the show.
Or Kevin Smith, you can find us at coffee.com / Mega
buy us a cup of
83.
One thing as we're looking right now is the voice cast.
Yes.
It's some next level. Yeah. I didn't realize this. I mean, I knew that was, you know, the certain people were playing certain parts, but it is busting at the seams.
Yeah, I've been studying this this cast obviously since this came out. This came out probably 8-9 months ago at least, and so I've been studying it over and over again because I think that without hearing this, this is our first time seeing it. Even just seeing who they picked without hearing it, I was like, I knew they did a good job. I mean, because obviously it's star-studded. You know, I think the only person that I really didn't know was Chris Wood. I just didn't know who he was. But I think he did a fantastic job with Adam and He-Man. Because I think that, in no offense to Chris or no offense to anybody else who's done He-Man before, I don't think that anybody can probably, I think that's the most iconic voice from the film, from Filmation was He-Man's voice then. Because it was just such a pure... It wasn't like, I'm this, you know, it was, he just had, I'm trying to remember his name. It's
completely... Welcome to Mega.
I know. I got to look that up, but.
Yeah, that was for me too. I don't even know, and this is where I'm going to welcome to Mega. I don't know, where's Chris Wood from? Like, he's the one guy I don't recognize.
So I don't feel so bad. I'm going to have to look it up.
Yeah.
John Irwin, sorry. There we go. My gosh, everybody's like
We'll kill you. You have a podcast about He-Man.
Also voiced them Ram-Man.
That's right.
Which is so great that he voiced Ram-Man also. Like we said, a punch-drunk Jersey guy.
Yes.
The He-Man.
Oh, He-Man. Like, wow. Next level. The having, you know, Mark Hamill as Skeletor, and, it is, I won't say difficult, but it is interesting because he has played the voice of Joker so much.
Yes.
That you do hear a little bit of Joker coming out in there. Yeah. A little bit.
A little bit.
It's not bad.
No.
It's not bad at all.
No.
Well, and then it's also kind of hard not to resurrect that because how do you, you know, as an actor, how do you know that, you know, you're doing the Joker now for how many seasons it was? It was a lot, you know, and then be like, okay, in 15 years, we're going to have you do another supervillain, you know, like how do I, you know, so it's like, you're going to do your best villain at the time of what you think Joker is and be like, okay, now do another villain. It's like, kind of used all that up. Right. Here we go. I'll put a British accent on it, you know. But
well, and I know that and this is where I'm wondering because I know DC technically is tied into or somehow owns the comic book rights,
right?
Yeah,
to He-Man and Masters of the Universe. So I do wonder on some level with him being so plugged in with DC, where they're like, hey, by the way, but I mean, he's also worked with Kevin Smith quite a bit too. So,
yes,
right.
So there's that, but. Having him play Skeletor was some insanely next level stuff.
It totally was. Yeah. He did a fantastic job.
Oh, man. When he says you finally use that sword the way it's supposed to be, it was like, oh, goodness.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Oh, a lot of lines in this. Mm-hmm. Some are a little like double entendre, sneaking some stuff in there under the table for kids.
Yeah, the glove one.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
that was funny. No glove, no love?
That's right.
What?
Oh, yeah.
They got that in there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man. There's people. We have only seen the first two episodes, so there's a list of people we haven't even heard yet.
Yeah, there's
more. I'm excited to hear these people voice these characters.
Yeah.
It has me wondering. I will say this, too. Some of the dialogue, obviously, is much more mature because this was, you know, we were, you know, kids when this came out, so the dialogue wasn't as sophisticated.
Right.
This is clearly written towards us.
Yes. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So, I mean, kids can watch it.
You can't. It's not like you're starting from scratch with this. I mean, you're clearly coming into a story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, I guess that was kind of what was neat about the Filmation series. Is like, you could come in 32 episodes in and watch it and still be really entertained. This is entertaining, obviously, but you're just like, okay, what is going on?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, why do we care that he died? You know? There's obviously a lot of depth to this before you even get into it. So
I'm just noticing now Kevin Smith's daughter does a character. Towards the bottom there on that graphic.
Tiffany Smith.
Yeah, Harley Quinn Smith as Elena.
Oh, Harley Quinn Smith. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, and Tiffany Smith as Andra.
Let's talk about Randor.
Oh, yeah. Randor, holy crap. By the way.
Who is also Trapjaw?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Dietrich Bader.
Yep.
From
everything. Office Space. He was in Napoleon Dynamite.
Third Rock from the Sun.
No, he was in what was the one?
I thought
with
he was
the,
in that one.
No.
Drew Carey Show.
There
you go. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, but he was Rex Kwando from Napoleon Dynamite.
Rex Kwando. Right. You want to take a kick to the face when I'm wearing these bad boys? Forget about it.
You think I go to Darla every night wearing...
Starla every night. Starla. So his Randor was some next level.
Yeah, it was really great. Good.
Which for us, and I'll say this, we've had some fun at Randor's expense, but there was some Randor moments where I was like, that's totally our version of Randor. He's a total tool bag.
I will say one of the hardest things I think that we had when we first started watching this was all of the inside jokes that we had from Mega that we were like ripping off at each other and stuff.
It was hard to stay quiet.
Exactly.
And watch it.
It was really tough.
It was hard to rein that in. But yeah, Randor, and he did the voice of Trapjaw, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But Randor's overall persona is way less bumbling.
Yeah.
Than this. I mean,
yeah.
He was clearly clueless.
But familiar. Yeah. Familiar.
Familiar, but he wasn't like completely pretentious and stuff, you know. So
in that line really... about that's what familiar. That's what fatherly pride looks like.
Maybe someday I'll have it with you. Yeah, and then he just like walks off and Adam's like, geez.
He just like cut to the bone there, Dad. And Adam's just like.
If you only knew.
I'm going to show him I'm He-Man right now.
That's right.
I'm going to do it. And I will tell you this one. The standout for me, honestly, Liam Cunningham as Man-at-Arms.
Yeah, he did really good.
Crazy. Like, he brought this crazy, like, this crazy, like, gravitas.
Yes.
For me, Lena Headey.
Me too.
Lena Headey as Evelyn was pitch perfect.
Perfect, yep.
Yeah, she's having fun with that.
Yep, absolutely.
You can tell.
Such a good voice. It was so good. But I would be remiss if I didn't mention Henry Rollins as Triclops. Like, he's a decent actor, sure. But he does so much better with voiceover. And you can really tell that I'm not going to say he was like meant for this role, but what was cool was, it's like, you know, obviously he comes from a long history of screaming and all this other stuff. And so it was really neat to hear him like be able to like use his old roots, you know, from like Black Flag and Henry Rollins and the Rollins band and stuff like that, you know, and he was like getting real animated and stuff, you know, pun intended, I guess.
Yep.
But man, it was great though. I mean, he's just such an icon in the world that I know, you know, outside of animation and stuff like that. And just to see those two worlds come together like this, I just, it not to like keep going on, I digress. I apologize. But like, when I see somebody that's got so much history like that outside of like, say, Motu, to come to this and then like just, I just envision them like reading the script and being like, what's a Skeletor? You know, like, what is that? You know,
right, you
wonder, or there's like, I've been a fan my whole life. I can't wait. You know, like, you wonder how they're brought into this and like if they've never been introduced to it before, or they're huge fans or whatever. But I really hope this blows up really big. And so not only that we can see a bunch more, but also that we start seeing these people come to like Comic Cons and stuff like that. And we can hear their backstory on how they got into this and how they're introduced and stuff like that.
It's got to be a mix, right? It's got to be some people who are like, what's a He-Man?
Well, you know, like Sarah Michelle Gellar probably had no idea.
But also, like, I was just going to mention her because she wasn't like on my top tier, but she's great. Like,
yeah.
It wouldn't work if she wasn't.
Correct.
Yeah. Because she's got the spotlight.
Yeah. Yep, for sure. Well, yeah, they really needed a strong actress in that regard, you know, she hasn't really done much lately, but right. I mean, just everything that she did with Buffy and everything like that, clearly she can be a lead role, you know, but
having this, I mean, I like the angle, honestly, of having it be kind of Teela-centric,
mm-hmm.
because this whole time, I mean, our stories have been very He-Man-centric. Mm-hmm. And turning it around, there's so many characters.
Right.
And being able to kind of take it from, and I mean, Teela is so tied to so much in this mythos,
right.
between her tie to the sorceress, which they didn't really get at in this so far.
No.
And all those things, having her be kind of more central to this, I think is a smart, it feels like a smart move.
Right, I agree with you. And then I also think, too, that obviously I think we're, you know, the elephant in the room, so to speak, that we're kind of talking about is, I'm rambling on here, but like this has been going on for like 2 months online about how people are like, oh, I heard that this is all about Teela and this is stupid, not my He-Man, you know, blah 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 blah. And it's like, no, I get that, I can understand why people are bent out of shape, but if you go back and watch the Filmation series, every single episode is not about He-Man.
Right.
There's plenty of episodes where it's about Skeletor, it's about Teela, it's about Man-at-Arms, you know, right. stuff like that. And so it's like there's actually I think it's a two-part series episode from Filmation where He-Man goes away and Teela has to get him. So, I mean, they've done this before, you
right.
know, so it's not like, you know, this is coming out of nowhere. But I get it, though. I understand how people can be like, how can you kill off He-Man first episode and that's it, you
right.
know? But
those of us who watched the Transformers movie,
exactly,
like, you're preaching to the choir.
That's right. I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, well, here comes Rodimus, right? You know?
Let's talk about 12 minutes into Transformers, kids.
Yeah. Don't act like you couldn't see this coming.
Oh my gosh. Well, you guys know that like Mossman is one of my favorite dudes, and then they kill Mossman like right away. And I just like stood up. I'm like, well, I'm out. I'll see you guys later.
Yep.
I know how this song and dance goes.
They didn't just kill Mossman. They lit him on fire so bad he looked at his own bones and was like, what?
Whoosh. He went right up, man. He was like a dry piece of kindling.
I love the line that Skeletor said that goes, smells like pine. Because that's like everybody's talked about Mossman ever since he was a toy, you know. Oh, he smells like pine. Oh, my gosh.
They worked a lot of jokes, like references, too, into this show.
Yeah.
I mean, tons. I mean, blast attacks, power of blasting, blowing up, and how really kind of ridiculous that
was.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah. Yep.
I mean, all these like action features of these toys, you get to see them kind of play out.
Yeah.
Within the show, I mean, you get to see Whiplash whipping things. You got to see Triclops doing his thing. It was really neat to see this organically getting like injected into the story.
Right.
You know.
It is interesting though to see people die.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, Trapjaw, like, he's such an iconic person.
Trapjaw's dead.
And then they just like, oh, let's take a saw and just split his face open and he's dead. And it's like, you see his dead body go down and we're like, what? I mean, whoa. We don't know for sure if he's dead. I mean, obviously, Triclops is like the god of tech now or something like that. So he might be able to resurrect him.
And they're all kind of like robo people now.
Exactly. Yeah. So he might be able to put the pieces back together or something like that. You don't know. But I mean, as we see it right now, Skeletor's dead. You know, as we understand, and He-Man's essentially
dead.
You know, so it's just
The Mossman.
Dead. Mossman's dead.
Trapjaw probably dead. Who else is probably dead at this
point? Ram-Man.
Ram-Man.
I mean, I don't know.
Ram-Man's
don't know
what dead. Happened. Oh, Faker's dead.
Faker's dead. Faker, yeah, dude, Faker that was crazy. Legit.
Yeah,
yeah. Which, you know, getting into the toy talk, we can probably do that now. I mean, we can't talk comics, but we can talk toy.
Right.
I did freak out because I was talking to you guys in our little mega chats about had you guys seen some of these Revelations toys in the wild. And it had been kind of a mixed bag. I hadn't seen any yet.
Yeah, I haven't seen any
either. I had seen the end cap and it was like, it was picked over already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I had only seen one instance and I was like, oh, they're out. And then that was it. And then later on, I start kind of actively kind of trying to pay attention and I don't see anything. Mm-hmm. And Jesse, you made a good point. Like there's a toy shortage.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I didn't realize how bad it had gotten, but I was in Walmart a couple days ago just walking around the toy section. That toy section was all but empty.
Yeah.
Like literally.
Yeah, that's how it's at Target too.
And so I'm at Target and what was it? I was at Walmart, a different Walmart, getting groceries, and I ran up and they had these Revelations figures on an end cap, He-Man and Skeletor, and it was slim pickings. It was like two more He-Mans and one more Skeletor, and I'm like, I'm gonna get these guys now.
Yeah.
And then, sure as anything, I was at Target on a quick Target run and I saw a Battle Cat, which these sculpts are insane. They look 30 points of articulation. Mm-hmm. They make the classics look a little stiff. That's they have crazy. A lot of joints on these things. They have more joints than Jason Mewes.
Oh, oh boy. It's a joint effort.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that's great.
And so it was the toys have me wondering like how with this toy shortage, but also wondering how much amongst collectors.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll start seeing these probably pop up on these.
Sure, yeah.
I really want a Trapjaw cult member.
Yeah.
Yes, there's like, a lot of
like
chances.
His design, that's pretty cool.
That was pretty cool.
I mean, there's a lot of chances to do some different toy designs on this one.
I think so, yeah. Well, okay, speaking of toys.
Uh-oh.
How awesome was it to see the vehicles right out of the game?
Oh my gosh.
You know, the Bashasaurus and Landshark.
They didn't hold back on the
Stridor
vehicles.
And what's the Night Stalker?
We saw a fleet of those Rotars.
Yeah,
Rotars.
Rotars or whatever.
Yeah, we
only ever
them.
Saw like one at a
no,
time.
No, yeah, that's insane. And then obviously Sky Sleds Galore. You know,
yeah.
I love
sleds.
That.
They're like the they're like
shoveling out like a Chevy Cavalier
Chevy,
out there. You know?
Like the Geo Metro of the. Go.
It's disposable. It's
like
fine.
Golf carts.
Ford Focus.
There you go. I love it.
Turnos.
I love it.
But there's, oh man, seeing the vehicles made me really excited. Now, the vehicles we didn't see the battle ram.
True.
We didn't see the
anything
sky.
With a ram. Nothing
yeah,
with the ram.
No rams.
Somebody is
no, not bitter.
Anti-ram.
No chip.
Oh.
There was chip no, on my shoulder.
Guys, there was no Wind Raider.
No.
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
That's an iconic vehicle. No Wind Raider.
Did they show it in the opening?
The montage?
I might have. I don't
maybe
remember.
There might have been a Wind Raider there. I'm going to have to rewatch.
There was we'll a Mechanek. I remember that.
There was a Mechanek.
There was a Mechanek in that one. But I am very excited. Now we get to watch the rest of this on our own.
Yeah.
Right.
Which we will probably the minute we get home.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that was... Speaking
or not to.
Right. Oh, and speaking of which, that was really hard to pass because this came out on Friday.
Yeah, and we're recording on a Saturday.
And it's a Saturday. And so it's been... Because it came out essentially 3 o'clock in the morning on Friday morning.
Right.
And so since then, it's just, I follow multiple Facebook pages, MOTU related. I couldn't get on Facebook at all because it was like every other freaking post. And I was like, my gosh. And then my kids were like, we want to watch it. We want to watch it. And I was like, okay, you guys can watch it, but you cannot tell me. And if you do, I will kill you. You know,
Twitter was blowing up.
With my power sword.
With my power sword.
Yeah. Exactly. So. You start throwing He-Man figures at them. Now, there is a Ram Man toy for the Origins, correct?
Yes.
And you have that one.
Oh, yeah.
Jesse has
it. Comes with a COVID mask and everything.
Yes.
He's got different heads.
Does it ram?
Yeah, he rams. He has knees. It's great. It's incredible.
It's like they thought it out a little bit.
Yeah.
Instead of a McDonald's toy.
They were like, we can't put this out in wave one. That's maybe right. Wave two. Maybe
it makes me wonder. I've come across a lot of those Keldor and Trapjaw Origins.
The Origins,
seen them in the
those Keldor are cool two-pack.
Kronos. Yeah.
I've had to like kind of discipline myself because I've seen more and more Origin figures in the wild. And I'm like, I got to draw the line
somewhere. That was the thing. I mean, they were legitimately sold. They were selling, and what I mean by sold is on eBay and stuff. People were selling those Kronos Keldor boxes for $1,000 because they're just like, oh my gosh, because you couldn't find them because they're, you know,
now they're everywhere.
And then it just spurred up this thing like, oh no, we're never going to find them. And then again, I was all over online. I was like, just wait, guys. Yeah. Just wait. There'll
sometimes
be more.
They get
be more.
A release overseas. And
exactly.
Then those people just send them over here and make them cost a lot more.
Yep. Like,
they do that with Marvel Legends figures too. There's
absolutely
a Walgreens exclusive that is going for like $70 because it's only in Japan and in the UK. But once we get it at Walgreens, it'll be like $20.
Yeah, exactly.
If you just wait.
Just wait. Yep, exactly. Yeah, so
just be patient.
But yeah, now they have those boxes all over. When I was at my Target, they had He-Man Skeletor, just racks of them. And then they had like six of the Kronos boxes. And I was just like, yep, I knew it.
There you go.
Yep.
It does make me wonder what the plan is because this is something unique with this He-Man thing.
Right.
With this Motu
thing. Oh, yeah.
Where, I mean, think about it. When they did, back in the 80s, they did the toys.
Right.
And they did not hold back. They were flooding.
Right.
I mean, there was
had
entire toy sections, all the He-Mans.
Yeah.
And then fast forward 2002, they kicked out toys, you know. But they never kicked out multiple versions of the toys at the same time.
Right.
And I'm seeing everything from Origins to these little, like, chunky little, like, figurines.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Matchbox cars that we that we got.
Yep.
Also, I've seen they have a new Matchbox car that has the Wind Raider and Landshark with a little cat die-cast metal.
I think that's a Comic-Con exclusive.
Oh, was that? I didn't
know. PowerCon exclusive, maybe.
Okay.
That recently just came out. And it just has me wondering. There's so many, even with classics.
Yeah.
When classics were coming out, there wasn't other Motu toys running
that was
at the same
it.
Time.
It was exclusive, yeah.
So it makes me wonder now. But we got Revelations, we have this other Masters of the Universe.
Yeah, the new one's coming out. Cartoon. There's another cartoon coming out.
Origins.
There's, I mean, so that's three. And then plus, if you still want to count it, I mean, it's technically part of the same kind of line or whatever, but they have the wrestling ones.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, that's still kind of the same thing, you know, so.
Plus, classics are still technically available.
They're kind of the mecca out there still. I mean, that's the most sought after, you know, but, yeah.
Well, classics are, they're interesting because that's like the.
Yeah.
People still look at them that way.
Well, and I wonder, and again, we're only two episodes in, but I do wonder because what they're going to do with the toy line with Revelations, because there is a Skele-God toy, and I'm assuming Skele-God's going to come into this. He has to at some point. But you got to wonder if they're going to start releasing just waves of Revelation stuff, or is this just kind of a little, you know, lightning in a bottle kind of a thing.
I think it seems to me, and this is, I'm going off of what I've seen with other Netflix cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
You think about She-Ra.
Right.
You think about Voltron. Voltron's a good example. How many seasons of Voltron was there? Was it like four or five?
I think it was six.
Oh, was there really?
I thought so.
I got to rewatch maybe the last season or two because my youngest Gwen and I watched Voltron like crazy. We loved it. And they came out with not a small amount of Voltron toys. To support, have you watched this yet, Jesse?
Legendary Defender.
Jesse!
I know.
It's really good.
You've been telling me for years how good it is.
It's really good. There it is. Yeah. It's through DreamWorks.
I need to watch the new Transformers stuff, too. I heard nothing but good about that.
Yes. Really good. The new Transformers stuff is really good.
Is that on Netflix?
It's dark. Yeah.
Dark. Oh, I think I remember. I got to watch this.
Dude, it's
I'm a Transformer.
I've been buying the toys. I've got, like, Sideswipe, and I've got, like...
It's... I forget what it's called now, but it
War
is
War for Cybertron or something like that.
Well, that video game is next level.
Could
have
be.
You played that one? There's a battle for Cybertron, war for Cybertron, and the fall of Cybertron. And they're both amazing.
Yeah.
You get to design your own.
Yeah, Dinobot. War for Cybertron. Yep. Oh, but
design
it
your
is...
own Dinobot, Jesse. Get out of here.
Yeah, and then the Beast Wars is coming out.
Yeah. Which did escape me, I'll be honest. Because when Beast Wars came out, because I was already out working.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
And I watched it, and I saw a Transformer turn into a cheetah, and part of me was like, that's cool. The other part of me was like, that's kind of dumb.
Kind of dumb, yeah. It's like, you tell it there.
Turn into a...
We've been down this in the MOTU world before. We know what's coming with
this. I know,
this.
With the meteorbs, yep. which I love them. And
you had me at Predaking, and that's it.
That's it, yeah. Once I saw Optimus turn into
Predaking,
a monkey.
That's where I was like, Dinobots are perfect because they look like robot versions of animals. But when the animals had fur on them, right. I was kind of like...
Yeah.
When was it not Pretenders? Is it Pretenders?
Yeah.
Oh, Shell.
Legend.
Yep.
That's where I was like, this isn't Transformers anymore.
Yeah, exactly. It's gone off and done something else. But my kids, they love Beast Wars.
Sure.
You know, they're so stoked that this is coming out. And I'm just like, but I have seen some of the artwork and stuff. It's actually done really, really cool. So it's going to be all right.
Now, I would say this. If a flocked version of Panther transformed into a robot, I'd probably lose my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty great.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, coming back to the show, I did think that was really cool how Triclops like goes off on that, you know, dialogue where he's talking about how like magic was never the source, you know, on Eternia was always tech, and it was like they blended well together, but tech was always going to be, you know,
the thing,
you know. I thought that was done so well because we talk about this on Mega quite a bit about how
they blended.
It's this like old. Like, obviously, they don't have clothing, you know.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, it's like, we don't have anything, but I have computers and I have magic. You know, it was just this really cool blend of, you know, we don't have technology, but we have lots of technology, and we also have magic. And it was such a cool thing that they did. And the nod to that in this was really cool.
Like, how are you fighting your fights with swords and you're wearing fur diapers, but there's a spacesuit?
Exactly, yeah. It's so
funny. It's so cool that, like... I wouldn't have thought that Triclops was going to be the king of Snake Mountain.
Right.
Who's going to fill the void? Who's going to be your Starscream in a Megatronless Decepticons?
Yeah, that's a really good point. I was thinking the same thing too. But then you also think about who's there in line. You know, you got who's always with them: Merman, Trapjaw, Beastman. They're all a bunch of dolts. You know, so. In a way, I guess Triclops is probably
not Evil-Lyn.
Yeah, if it's not Evil-Lyn,
it would be.
Yep. Yeah, but...
And it would, and this is a little spoilery, it would stand to reason that Evil-Lyn would see the higher purpose of what needs to be done.
True.
Versus someone like Triclops.
But you also got to wonder, though, too, is that... I mean, it could be one of two things here. If Evil-Lyn were to take over, where would that have gone? Obviously, it seems like the very, like, low-hanging fruit. Right. Like, okay, she always wanted it. Boom, she could have got it.
But there's no magic.
But there's no magic, exactly. Or this could be that she's trying, for some reason, this is part of her scheme. Right? Because we don't know. Because she's, like, super, super shady. Or what I was going to say is maybe it's one of those things that some people, when they always want something, you know, and then once that thing's there... it's not what they thought it was going to be.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Right. And so she probably wanted to always get rid of Skeletor so she could be in power and be the one in charge. And then once it really happened, she's like, holy crap, nope, I didn't actually want this.
We've talked about this in our Evil-Lyn episode where we're like, she is almost the opposite of Starscream, where she probably was actually more powerful than Skeletor, but was just kind of biding her time for the perfect moment to kind of do these things. Versus, you know, Starscream was always kind of just barely missing. And then the thing was, like, I think, and I can't predict the story here clearly, but it seems like, and there's probably a double cross. There's always a double cross. But I do wonder if they're giving her kind of that higher ground kind of thing. Like, Triclops goes to lead the cult members with that funny hat. It's always a funny hat.
That was goofy.
And, but I wonder with her kind of aligning herself with the sorceress at the end of episode 2. Where
just
we're
ask Teela. Everybody lies.
Oh, man.
Everybody lies.
That's true.
Hey, listen, she got gaslit the heck.
And she was not having it.
Listen.
She got gaslit worse than Moss Man did.
Too soon.
Too soon. I know. Just weeping.
Hashtag rip Moss Man.
Rip boss, man.
When you're burning so bad, you look at your own exposed flesh arm like, what? And then you just crumble into dust. The look on He-Man's face, too. They kind of held the camera on there, and he's sitting there like,
You can't kill Moss Man.
It reminds me of that Community episode where they were all like G.I. Joe characters.
Yeah.
And Cobra was parachuting down to the ground. And the Joel, or the lead character guy, pulls out one of the laser pistols and just starts shooting Cobra Commander in the chest. Yeah. He's like, well, here's how we stop this. Pew, pew, pew. And he's like, kick, 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 kick. And he kills him.
Yeah.
And he
just comes out like a dead body floating to the
ground. They're like, you can't kill.
I always wondered, like, that poor Cobra trooper that got the hang glider. Right. Yeah. Like, that's all we have left, son.
I'm getting shot.
That's right. I'm going down. This is how I die.
Yeah.
You don't even have to be good at shooting things.
No, the wings stick out this far.
You're going to have a few chances.
Yeah. Yeah. You can be
slowly drifting to Earth.
I can kind of aim and still hit this guy. I'm excited to see the further episodes and just see these other characters. I mean, we get to see Hero.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, these are characters that were talked about. Mm-hmm. And so real quick, I guess we wanted to keep this kind of short.
Sure.
What was the one character, we know Jesse's answer, but what's the one character that we wish we would have seen that we know is in this show or that we know is not in this show that we wish we could see? I'll start with Jesse.
Mechanic.
Oh!
No, it was Ram Man.
Ram Man. Yeah. I know Rio Blast is a long shot. I know. Ha ha ha. Long shot.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I know, like, expecting him to even be in this season. Frankly, to be in the show at all is kind of asking a lot. I will be surprised if he is at all, even in
season
probably
takes too long to draw. He's not a quick draw.
Oh, yeah, he takes too long to draw. But, I mean, with the pantheon of characters that I'm kind of surprised we haven't seen, for me, is Stratos. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
He's kind of a mainstay.
He is.
In the show. How about you, Jeff?
I would like to see Buzz Off. Obviously, he's him and Mossman are two of my favorite guys. But overall, it's even without him, because he didn't really have a big part back in the day either. I liked him more as a toy than as a character in the show, you know. But I guess I'm kind of satisfied with what they did.
Really?
I think I'm more. I guess that's probably, I'm kind of thinking down the lines of the good guys, I guess, you know, but yeah, I don't know.
Well, you would.
I would honestly go down this path of saying something I didn't really care for is I really didn't really care for the depiction of Orko in this. I like how he's got a little bit more power. He's still kind of wonky and stuff like that. That's cool. I think they did a good job with that. Mm-hmm.
Do we know who voiced him?
Yeah, he's,
I'm not seeing
Griffin Newman. I don't think that's where I think it was what's throwing me off.
He is in the new Tick on Amazon.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh yeah.
And he does an okay job. It just was too far off for me, I think. You know. But again, he did a great job. I'm not disappointed by any means. I'm just like, okay. That's just my opinion. But overall though, I think all the characters hit it, you know, a good job.
Yeah, everyone we've seen has been good.
Yeah, character design up into the voice stuff. I've enjoyed. Orko did throw me off a little bit. He was kind of a blend of the 2002.
Yes.
And the original series.
Right.
He had finger like long.
Yeah,
claw,
he needs
like
a clip his fingernails.
Cut your nails for God's sake!
What's up with trawling grooming habits?
That's
out the window.
I will say one thing that did throw me off though is. And if you're not paying attention to our mega Facebook page, it would throw you off too. But Spikor's voice was good, I was kind of hoping to hear Spikor.
How do you improve on perfection?
That's right. That's what I was waiting for.
The most obscure He-Man.
I'm a He-Man too. It's
he really sticks out, just like you said, because he's covered in spikes.
There it is.
That's what I'm saying. It's so hard now that Jesse, you've done these voices for our own stuff, and you know, and Ram Man and Spikor especially are so iconic now, just with what you've done in my own mind.
Right, I hear
anything else, I'm like, it's not the same. It's not.
You get these voices in your head, and you're like,
right,
it's not wrong.
not my Spikor.
What's so funny is I'm not seeing who did the voices of Spikor and also Clawful. He had a quick line too.
Well, it was probably not even Spikor. It was probably
it was
Skeletor. Was that Mark Hamill that did the voice of Spikor?
Probably was. Because remember, Spikor
was disguised as maybe. I'm just curious if they didn't have someone else do the voice entirely because it was a weird sounding voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they just said, make yourself sound different. Okay. And he just picked a voice that he doesn't normally do. But so far, so good. I mean, two episodes in. The whole series, like we had heard, is 2.5 hours.
Yeah, long. Yeah, like a movie length.
Yeah,
like a
25-minute episodes, and there's 5 of them. Yeah, so.
And it's on the Netflixes, so if you don't have your own membership, borrow a buddy's or figure it out. Or just peer through someone else's window through your telescope.
That's why you have a telescope to watch this.
I bought the heat.
You would have had to bug their house, too, like in order to hear it.
I tell
you.
You'd
be really good at lip reading.
Oh, yes. Man. I'm excited to hear these voices, like the ones we haven't already heard.
Right.
I don't know if they're going to show it.
Yeah, because Kevin Michael. Yeah, I don't think so. I'm sorry. What we're doing here.
Yeah, no, you're fine. Yeah,
we're scrolling through.
I think you guys might be onto something.
Maybe I bet
the people
it is.
Who did, since they were disguised, they were just kind of disguising their voices a little bit.
When nobody's really getting voice credit for Faker or Fakor because.
Right.
He didn't say anything. He's a robot.
He's a robot. Same with Blast Attack. He didn't say anything either. He actually had quite a bit of screen time.
Blast Attack?
You know, without saying anything.
But no one's really cast as Whiplash, even though we've seen
true,
him.
So yeah,
maybe
true.
There's hope for Ram Man
could
in
be.
A non-speaking role.
Just
we'll
doesn't
see.
Say anything.
Man, you would hope that... I would say I'd sooner see Rio Blast in a non-speaking role, as much as I want to hear their take on it, which, once again, hey, I'm right here.
Right. Well, that's what I keep hoping for, too, is that there's going to be some sort of big battle in the end, and, like, everybody's
all
there.
All the masters.
Everybody's there, yep.
Insane.
That would be so
Cyclone.
Cool.
And
Procrustes comes
out. We'll be like... It's kind of like, as much as I don't really care for the movie all that much or whatever, but, like, Ready Player One, that's, like, one of my favorite
Easter
parts.
Easter egging it.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just all the Easter eggs, you know, and that... In that last scene,
the
of
18
movie.
Band
flies. Okay with that.
Exactly.
I would forgive the slight.
Yes. Yep. For sure.
Give
He's
him a
be
cool
in there.
Battle. Who knows?
He's
at this
be.
Point. I don't know. Hmm. But like you said, there's a season 2 coming. So there you go.
We'll it feels see. Very post-apocalyptic. So like I
it
said,
does.
I don't. I think I mentioned it either off mic or whatever. But maybe he's wandering around in the wilderness, like
could be
in the mini comic.
Just chopping down trees with his axe.
I think he would hang out with this version of Tila.
I think so.
They might actually get along.
Here's the thing. He's not he does have enchanted armor, doesn't he?
Yeah.
His armor's magic.
Ooh. Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe his
there.
Armor's falling apart. Oh, I want that story.
That's right. He's just like rusting in the woods or something like that.
Yeah. It's like Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
She comes by with an oil can.
That's a good oil can. I can't move my arms.
That's a good oil can.
I never did much anyways, but
my arms.
I can't. They don't even move none.
That's the best. I'm happy. Like we said, we're happy this was happening. I'm happy it's here.
Mm-hmm.
And now we get to kind of shake off all the pandemic blues and watch our He-Mans. Mm-hmm. So
it's a different world that we're in right now compared to where we were just a few years ago. I mean, we were sitting there just like begging for something new to come out.
Yeah.
You know? And then, to be honest, I mean, we were talking not too long ago, like before the COVID situation. We were like, how much longer can we draw Mega out, you know?
Right.
Like, we're kind of running out of content, but
nope.
Now it's like galore, you know? So
here you go. We're still going to move into the multiverse. We've talked about this, but we still want to cover these things.
We'll always have the Motu DNA in our veins, that's for sure. So.
Always got, man, Grayskull was an illusion the whole time.
What?
No.
Everything I know is wrong.
I can't.
Everyone's a liar.
Well, I know. I mean, yeah. Well, that was like one of my favorite like spoilers or whatever that came out. They're like, spoiler, Adam is actually He-Man. And all
oh,
like,
no.
Whoa. No. Shut up.
Outrageous.
Exactly.
Shut up. About
my
lies.
Life has been a lie. hey, with all that, all of you listening, let us know what you think of this new Masters of the Universe Revelations. How does it hit you? What do you think? Reach out to us on our Facebook page at Make Eternia Great Again. You can email us at MakeEterniaGreatAgain@gmail.com. And as Jeff has mentioned, we have a coffee.
Yeah, ko-fi.com/mega83. And then you can help us keep the podcast going. Buy us coffee.
There you go. And with all that, we're going to keep watching this show. And until next time,
good journey.